From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. The U.S. Embassy in Yemen closed today, citing a continued threat by al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. It's not clear how long the embassy will be closed. Employees have been told to stay away until further notice. U.S. officials say it was that al-Qaeda affiliate that trained and provided explosives to a Nigerian man accused of trying to blow up an American plane on Christmas Day. The U.S. and Britain have agreed to pay for a counterterrorism police unit in Yemen. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is scheduled to speak to a large gathering of economists in Atlanta this morning. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Bernanke is wasting no time talking about the economy and monetary policy in the new year. Both he and his vice chairman, Donald Cohn, will be addressing members of the American Economic Association as part of the larger annual convention of the Allied Social Science Associations. The event, which is being attended by thousands of economists of varying specialties, will give Bernanke and Cohn a chance to set the tone for policymaking in the coming year and perhaps drop some hints about where interest rates may be headed. In mid-December, the Fed's rate-setting Federal Open Market Committee left the key federal funds rate near zero and said it will likely stay exceptionally low for an extended period. But economists will be listening for signals on just how long that period will last. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Atlanta.
More states are taking part in a federal program aimed at getting consumers to buy more energy-efficient appliances. Chuck Hornbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
Last year's federal stimulus package set aside $300 million for the appliance rebate program. It allows consumers to get a mail-in rebate when they buy more energy-efficient brands of air conditioners, refrigerators, and other products. Sarah Vandegrift is directing the rebate program in Wisconsin.
What we're hoping is that people who do have older pieces of equipment that they've been maybe thinking about upgrading decide that now is the time to replace that less efficient piece of equipment with something new that's more efficient.
Vandegrift says generally speaking, the larger the appliance, the larger the rebate. She says she hopes there's enough money in the program to keep the rebates coming for much of the year. Some states don't plan to start the rebates until Earth Day in April. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
Police in Florida have captured a man suspected of shooting to death four of his family members at Thanksgiving dinner. Glenn Wilner of the U.S. Marshals Service says a tip generated by a TV crime-fighting show led to the arrest.
It was the airing of the segment by America's Most Wanted on numerous occasions that definitely did lead to the capture of Mr. Marriage.
Police captured Paul Marriage without a struggle at a motel in the Florida Keys last night. This is NPR News from Washington. Authorities in Tajikistan say thousands of people are homeless after an earthquake yesterday. The quake destroyed hundreds of homes and cut off electrical service. No deaths were reported. Rescuers in Brazil now say at least 41 people died in two New Year's Day mudslides in a resort area west of Rio de Janeiro. Across the country, at least 64 people have died in mudslides. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
Most of the victims were staying at a resort on Ilha Grande, an island just off the coast that used to house a notorious prison, but which in recent years has become a major tourist destination. The mudslide was triggered by intense rains, which swept through the region on New Year's Day and also caused a killer slide in Angra dos Reis, a beach community on the mainland nearby. In Angra, rescuers are still searching the rubble, though hopes of finding survivors are fading. During Brazil's rainy season, mudslides are an all-too-common occurrence in hillside slums, which are often built without permits on dangerous inclines. But deadly slides are unusual in resort areas like Angra and Ilha Grande. Many of the victims were young people from other parts of Brazil who'd come to the coast to celebrate the new year. So far, there are no reports of foreigners among the victims. Martin Costi, NPR News.
Chinese officials say the threat of the H1N1 flu is subsiding in major cities, but continues to spread in smaller villages and the countryside. They fear a spike in cases next month, when millions of people will travel back to their hometowns to celebrate the Lunar New Year. China has reported 648 deaths to date from the swine flu. There have been more than 12,000 deaths worldwide. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.